Have a seat, pour a drink, and relax. You're chilling on Hood Hype with Major, J-Mac, and Fro.
And you will know my name is Quest.
Major.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Major's on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrection's on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype,
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quite storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Major's on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrection's on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
What's good, what's good, what's good, everybody? This is episode number 65, man. We about to kick things off real quick with Fatty Daddy out of Dallas, Texas, man.
Yeah.
This shit right here is called Beverly Hills. Episode 65, man. We'll be right back at you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
nothing in life, every day I'm trying to be something. I want a big old house like them rich folks out in Beverly Hills. How can I be something if every day I get up and just do nothing? Well, that's not how real they are supposed to pay attention.
Money make the world go round. Get money, make sure you got your hustling down. Get hungry, I'm on the paper chase for the cash. Gotta have that big house sitting on hills. The clock chef and the maid with their own room. Shopping sprees 2 days a week. We going on a cruise, living one hell of a dream. Got the ladies watching, moving like Jessam the King. Now they all popping. Check. I figured my figures gon' figure out to be a couple figures. Zeros, dash, zeros, add some more zeros. I'm here to break the bank. Try to walk it, talking, if it breathing, shit it like it's stained. Flip my digits till they can't. That's the code round here. Get dough round here. Stack bread all day. Soon you get up on your feet. Soon your money long. You the name they call it in the street.
I don't wanna stop for nothing in life. Every day I'm trying to be something. I want a big old house like them rich folks out in Beverly Hills. How can I be something if every day I get up and just do nothing?
Doing nothing is
wrong. That's not how real players supposed to pay attention. I don't wanna stop for nothing in life. Every day I'm trying to be something.
Nothing is wrong.
That's not how real players supposed to pay attention.
Believe it or not, about to be walking on air. About to be rolling on 29s with fur in my chair. About to be taking a trip around the world with this chick. Buying anything and everything I see. Give me this, this, this. 27s, plasma screens up in my trunk. Yokohama ties on the Benz with the green guts. I won't be happy till all my niggas, they come up. I gotta make it happen if nothing else for mama. Dice don't fail me now. My baby need a new pair of shoes, so don't let me down. I got a new attitude, I want 70 pounds. Gotta do what I do to get ahead of my town.
Okay.
All I need is a little time, a little shine. A little bit more focus, some extra grind and punchline. Niggas down to get it and bring it back, and don't mind. Sacrificing one for the family, so we all fine. Did it.
I don't wanna stop for nothing in life. Every day I'm trying to be something. I want a big old house like the
since my brother died. I've been a victim of the same old rap story, same old girl story, same old crack story. Same niggas that you hang with and you vouch for to switch sides on you again for selling out stores. I'm going all out for the cash. It ain't easy being me on my ass. I want it all, the world in the palm of my hand, and enough loot to take a trip from here to Japan. Like a ball player, shopping at the mall player, big old fancy cars player, twisting my cigars player, where you can find me. Tycoon star player, better crack corn in the day of the dark player. Like the sound,
I don't wanna stop for nothing in life. Every day I'm trying to be something.
We chilling, man. We chilling, man. Big shout out to Fatty Daddy out of Dallas, Texas, off Bully Entertainment, man. Check him out at FattyDaddyMusic.com. I believe that's the website.
HoodHype.com.
That's all. Right. Somebody call him right now, man.
Oh, we go. Let's go.
What up? Killer Mike.
Yeah, Killer. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Man, I
hear
on the grind. I was in the booth, man. I apologize for being tardy.
That's what's up.
Aw, man, shoot. No, I know how to do this shit. You sound like you still there at the studio working right now.
Yeah, I was in there out here, Jagged Edge.
Okay.
Jagged Edge.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So you got it's Pledge Allegiance to the Grind Volume 2, right, is what's coming up?
Yeah, I played Part 2, man. Part 2. Even came back around. Glad to keep
on the court. Oh, that's what's up, man. So what's people going to get on this joint? They going to get more of the same? Or?
You know, man, I'm gonna always drop dope hard. Like I might be the last guy rapping hard. I'm rap. It's South. You already know it's straight Southern, and it's dope, and it's real street hop. It's that grind time rap game. Bang bang bang.
Bang bang.
Storytellers in the game.
That's what's
up. Stories is off the chain. I got some big records on here. I got some slick player records on here. You know, the South ain't had a great player record in a while. And it's just some high heat, man. First, check out that Must Be Two Sides. And the site will be up next week, MustBeTwoSides.com. For all y'all people that, you know, entertain, see what's happening in Atlanta. Y'all get a taste of First Street Singles and see how I'm doing.
Wow, that's what's good, man. Because I'm happy to hear you got some player cuts on there. Because to me, like, the South used to be known for that.
I got one call. I woke up this morning, man. I woke up this morning. Got higher than a mother. I woke up this morning to this woman. She was fine than a mother. Like, if you a player, man, that's the way to wake up. Gangsta player going or whatever, man. I'm really giving people music to grind with and live by, so I'm having a ball, man. You already know how I'm on it, man. You here in that grandma's house right now, man.
Bro, I'm here.
I'm going crazy on that one, man.
I feel that. Now, man, let me ask you something about Atlanta, about the sound in general, man. It seemed to me Atlanta got real heavy with just club music, and a lot of it is sounding real similar. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you got.
That's why we got to turn the grandma's house down a little bit, y'all. That's why I'm even talking about, like, a song like Grandma's House. That's straight rowdy music, man.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get people out the club and to see what gets you to the club. Like, I'm not hating on you making it rain in the club. I'm just saying I got to express the story before and after the rain.
That's
so before you get to the rain on my record, I show you what the drought was like. Them years when you were hungry, when you were starving, when you was in the drought trying to get it. And then, ultimately, on the other side of the rain, my record really is an instructional manual for how to exit the game in a legit society, man. Like, I got records on here that legitimately tell you how not to get caught by the police. I got records on here that tell you how to buy your first rental property in a slick and player way. I'm just talking about music that really is applicable. Like, I don't make fantasy music, so I can't make no music for you to geek off in the club for 30 minutes and come out of you still broke. I'm going to make music to help you get bread, go party, and come out with money. That's what I'm about.
That's
you can listen to my record, do what I say the next day, and get money.
Yeah, that's that real life music. I like to hear that shit. No doubt.
So how's that shit going with, was it Adult Swim?
No, not a,
is it a
super deluxe.
Hell yeah, man! With the Alexis Tyler shit.
That's,
I love the show.
That shit is crazy.
I watched that shit at work and had white people coming into my office all the time. Yo, check Miller Killer Mike out talking about pussy with the Lexus. Bang bang. Got the lady dick down.
Man, what type of grind time rap game? Bang, bang, bang. I'm an artist, man, so I just like to express myself. Like, I know a lot of times when people hear the music, you know, they could think, you know, maybe Mike's an angry guy. He's upset about something. Or, you know, Mike is kind of hard. So it's just an opportunity for people to see, you know, I got good interview skills, and there's a lot of other stuff I want to talk about besides the music. Like, I think the stuff Alexis says is real pertinent. As a rapper, if I make a song and say, if you want to keep your man, maybe you should suck his dick.
Suck his dick all the time.
You know, the lovely ladies is filming, and a lot of our other black colleges will be on my black ass the next day. Right. But Alexis Tyler is a woman who this is her field of study, and she tells women, if you want to keep your man, maybe you ought to suck his dick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you swallow all of that.
She got them pointed. Yeah, exactly. Delivering the good dick. That was one of them other ones. That shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a hook I came up with, suck a nigga. suck a nigga. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know I'm from the South. I grew up on that loop. Forgive me, y'all.
Nah, you all good.
It just gives me, man, I have a lot of other things that I think are important to rap. You know, I think hip-hop is big, and it's illustrious, and like, you guys do radio, and in particular, y'all do hip-hop radio. Y'all don't sound like, you know, the vanilla bland over usual crossover DJs that all saying the same things. Y'all give slick opinions, y'all informed, y'all know the world is bigger, and in hip-hop, we gotta cherish that. Like, no other musical art form cares about what's going on right now in the Middle East. Hip-hop artists are the only ones who really going on that hard. So, doing Super Deluxe and doing TV just gives me an opportunity to expand what I do in the music. Because, like Creole once said, it's about edutaining. So, I want you to be entertained. But, you know, when we be in the trap, we be on the block, we talk about big issues. Like, you know, when I was trapping, when I was out there live on MLK, live on Bankhead, Ashby, all these streets, me and my partners would talk about what was happening, and I always want to give people that. So I appreciate y'all for listening, man. And I'm going to always give you something that's real and applicable into my music.
You know, I got a question, though. I heard an interview with David Banner today, and he was saying it's tough because you get stuck, because it's hard when you want to be conscious and you want to talk about shit about making
real
the music
issues.
Better. Yeah, real issues. You know, that shit don't sell.
And see, he says, I'm going to say, first of all, conscious rap is rather whack. And the reason I say that is because we will readily say gangster rap is kind of whack. Like, gangster rap across the board is pretty whack right now.
Right now,
you know,
yeah.
Why? Because gangster rap does not address politics, and it don't address suffering anymore. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, it don't address what brought me to being a gangster. The young black male or the young impoverished experience.
That's right.
So conscious rap is rather whack right now for the same reasons. Like, nigga, don't tell me not to wear a $1,000 chain or a $10,000 chain and you wearing some $800 blue jeans and $400 Y3s. You can't pawn that shit you wearing.
Yeah, you right.
I could take this shit to the pawn shop and get back on. So my thing is, I'm not going to tell her. It's conscious of me. As a, like, what are white people buying now? Gold. The dollar ain't worth shit.
No doubt.
Right now. So if you own a dookie rope, you are worth more than if you got $400 in your pocket. So what the fuck am I going to listen to some pseudo fake ass wannabe intellectual so-called conscious rapper try to give me his world perspective when this nigga don't live in the real world?
That's the problem. I got with conscious rap, because it come off self-righteous.
So never, ever, 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 ever put me in that lame ass box again. I am a progressive street hop MC. That means I can enjoy learning about African American history and pyramids, and I'm traveling to Africa in a few months. But Magic City's a damn fun place to be. You know what I'm saying? I like reading books and learning shit, and I'm up on politics, and I want marijuana to be legal so I can buy it at the Walmart when I take my grandmother there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I am not going to accept this this in the box shit. I'm not no conscious rapper on they fake shit. I ain't a fake ass gangster rapper. I'm what every black man in America is. I'm a real Renaissance man.
Balanced.
Because we come from nothing. We work our way into college. We over-educate ourselves. We overcompensate ourselves. And we become these beautiful human beings that can change the world. And that's what I'm going to present. So that conscious rap bullshit, let me be the first to say, fuck it. I hope it die. It's whack. The shit never was as good as they said. Conscious rap is not what Tribe Called Quest was doing. Uh-uh. That's not what the Jungle Brothers was doing. That's not what De La was doing. They were doing real rap for kids who grew up in suburbs, kids who wore New Balances. They were not wearing fucking $500 jeans trying to tell me how to live my fucking life.
You right.
No doubt.
I'm glad you differentiated that, though, real quick, because the other thing is people tend, when you use that conscious phrase, people, that's the first person they always refer back to. Oh, so you didn't like Tribe? No, I love Tribe.
No, I'm taking the Tribe. Yeah. Tribe was dope.
Yeah.
This new shit is whack.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Like, I be wanting most deaf to just wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to show these motherfuckers how a conscious rapper is supposed to make jamming records. Because the same dude that gave you My Only Says gave you Miss Fat Booty.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that represents a whole man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a man's opinion. And that's why I fuck with him. That's why I fuck with Pac.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with Bun. That's why I fuck with Scarface. That's why I fuck with Q. Like, I fuck with people who feel whole.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit feels tangible. So, you know, the rap audience out there, get off these soapbox niggas and they bullshit.
Get off the boo-boo.
And the nigga don't get off the boo-boo.
Hell yeah.
These niggas
fuck
be
the
in
soapbox.
The same club as me.
No doubt. It's a college intellectual fucking I'm better than you rappers that fucking are ruining it for a lot
of
people.
Before people take advantage, in a sense, I went to Morehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The second most famous black person next to Jesus went there, Dr. King. So I feel I'm the creme de la creme also.
I feel
damn
that.
Damn Skippy.
So, man, just for the regular dude out there, man, my music is for you, man. You know, if you used to sell dope, call the case, and now you work at the local factory, it's some shit on there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to steal move packs to listen to my shit. And if you went to college and you still goddamn drink a beer and smoke a blunt on the weekends, you should be fucking with my shit. Because I ain't going to tell you that shit wrong.
Mm-hmm. I feel that, man.
Appreciate
it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, I want to talk to you, too, man. How you loving the independent grind? We know that you done broke off from, you know, with Big Boy shit, that situation, how that was a while back. How you liking doing the independent thing as compared to being, you know, part of a label that was, you know, or part of a camp that was with a major label?
Man, I love it. I can't tell you really right now the difference between an independent and a major in today's in the atmosphere of today's
music
business. I can just say that I love being at a place where it matters what the music feels and sounds like. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter what the single is comparable to right now. Like, my music and singles are based on what I had to go out and build, and that's the audience. So I'm real big on telling people I don't have fans, I have supporters. I feel like people who held me down the last 3 years without a major label, mm-hmm. they're so much more than fans. Those are supporters. Those people enable me to eat. So me and my supporters have just taken a natural progression up. You know, I don't look at it like I'm independent or major or any of that. Mm-hmm. I just look at it like I got 250,000 supporters in the United States, and I think it's our time to do it again. So, you know, I look at Grind Time, my company. Grind means get rich independently. Time. That mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with music. That has everything to do with a mentality. So the people that purchase my music are a different background of people, but they all use this music as a soundtrack for their success. So in terms of how do I feel being independent, mm-hmm. that's like asking me how do I feel having 250,000 supporters. That feels damn good because mm-hmm. I'm not measuring right. myself by anyone else's barometer. I'm measuring myself by the growth that I've created. And, you know, that to me, that's what it's about. Grind Time, getting rich independently, if you steer your own way, that's worth more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm free. What is freedom worth?
Yeah, you know, freedom is priceless. Yeah.
Exactly.
No doubt, man. So who you working with on this album, production-wise, feature-wise, what can we look forward to?
Man, I'm going to just say this, man. Like, I'm the reason y'all should buy this record.
No doubt.
Everything else is a treat, and it's going to be dope. I promise you that. You know I have friends like A-Ball and MJG. Mm-hmm. I got friends like Ice Cube. I got friends like Andre 3000. You know what I'm saying? I got friends like Jagged Edge. I got a lot of friends that'll pop up on this record. And all those friends I just named, they pop up on the record. But what I'm saying to you right now is buy this record because I'm probably the most important voice in hip-hop right now. I don't mean the loudest voice. I don't mean the slickest voice. I mean, when you're done listening to my music, you can pick something out of my music, and you can go apply it tomorrow. And you can have a dollar more than you had yesterday. Dude. I say in one song called 10 G's, if you 30 and ain't flipping bricks by now, you wasting time. Get a job. FedEx, DHL, UPS is high. That ain't dissing nobody.
At the airport.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is maybe you should be the in-between man between the bricks, brother. Maybe you should just make sure it gets off the plane and out the back door. Because if you're 30 and you ain't flipping bricks, then you're putting yourself in peril for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not going to lie to my audience. I'm just trying to teach my audience that it's possible for us to get it, and everybody is not going to be a rapper, basketball player, producer, but it's stuff that we can get, and we can get it together. You can live like that, buying and flipping houses. I'm putting all this in my music because I want people to know that my music is real life and real time.
Hell yeah.
That's I'm not giving you a movie.
I like that.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So you got what's the website? Get all your information out to the people. The release date, when can we look
man,
for the CD?
I'm going to tell y'all the best and easiest way to hit me is Grind Time Online. That's the MySpace. GRINDTIMEONLINE. Grind Time Online. The MySpace will take you to the website. It'll take you to new music. Most of all, I want y'all to hit up on my boy. Hit my MySpace up because MySpace is really what helped us get off so many issues of I Pledge Allegiance to the Grind Part 1. And people need to know that I check my MySpace once a day at 12 noon Eastern Time. I check it, and I'll communicate with you. I'm not quite finished the record. I might have one song left, and I want song ideas. You go to work every day, gas $5 a gallon. You got some issues you want talked about. Let me be your voice. You know what I mean? I got you. Hit up my MySpace, and we're going to get it done. To all my supporters out there, if y'all listening and nobody else in the room know what's happening, we know what's happening. It's Grind Time Rap Gang. Bang, bang, bang.
That's what's good, man. Y'all heard it first, listeners. Go to Grind Time Online. Check him out. Ain't too many cats out there that really read their MySpaces, so to hear a dude say it, and I believe my man is a man of his word. He going to listen to your ideas. Hit him up. You about to get flooded too, bro. They going to be...
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I definitely do. No, man. I done got all verses on the MySpace. Like, I really am. I communicate with my people, man. Like, I really do, man. And it's love. And we got a whole team of MySpace homegirls up there. We got Miss Smiley, Miss Ray, Miss Pink. We got a whole team of girls that's on the MySpace team. That's their job to make sure that we in contact with our supporters. So if you hit me and I don't hit you back quick enough, hit Smiley, and she going to double right back around to me. Like, this is an organization. This is structure. This is not just a funky rapper trying to sell you a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What I'm saying is come be a part of fun. Believe in us because we believe in you. It's that grind, man, and that's real.
Bad.
Damn.
And don't forget.
You should be running in a political race.
And
month.
Don't forget, suck the dick.
Suck a nigga dick.
You dig?
Suck. Your man won't take you to dinner, girl. Suck a
nigga. You want the sizzler? Suck a nigga dick.
You want that new dress you seen? Take a nigga dick.
You like them shoes, huh?
Hey, suck a nigga dick. That's your man, though. Don't go suck a random dick.
You ain't getting none out of that.
That's the way to get cold sores. It's your man's dick. It's your man's dick. I love the audience, man. Women and men, I know I talk a lot of shit. It could make you a little hot on the collar. I don't really give a fuck. I love y'all. It's Grind Time Rap Gang. Fuck a bang, bang, bang. I'm the smartest and the hardest working rapper today, man. Support me because I support y'all. It's Grind Time Online, man.
Buddy, man, we appreciate the time, killer.
I appreciate y'all. A lot of love. I look forward to coming back when we get this single out and pumping off.
That's what's up.
All right, man.
Already.
Here. All right.
Hoodhype.com.
Yes, sir. What up? What's good? What's good?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
You all good?
I'm all good.
Heck, shit, man. Shit. I'm mad. Them Pistons is playing, man. Yeah. Fucking. I don't know, bro. We ain't got Chauncey, man. Shit.
Chauncey in his groin.
Iffy.
Chauncey in his groin or whatever, his hammy.
Yeah, that shit wasn't no groin, man. That motherfucker pulled his balls.
Yeah, his balls is all. His balls got stretch marks on them right now.
Hell yeah, them shits got stretched out for real. But they represent, though, man. When we came down here, they was up by two or something like that.
It's a gangster party.
Heck, shit, no doubt.
What's up with the Vanilla Face?
Shut the fuck
hey,
up.
Yeah. Welcome.
What's up, guys?
Welcome.
No thing, the Vanilla Face ain't here. He's right here in the building. No, what's
I'm
good?
Here. Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm here. I'm trying to make this in fucking shit building. Come through.
Make shit happen.
Yeah.
Right, shit, we got a loaded show for y'all, man. We're going to be talking with Ride Out and Terry Cole.
Ways eventually, if I can make that shit happen, if I don't quit fucking with stuff, it will happen.
Yeah, we're going to get them on the line, man. They had the track Ways to Lose Detroit. Them dudes are out of Ohio. Got an interesting fact with them dudes too, man.
What's that?
Their occupation.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna save it for when all we right. get dude on the phone.
I don't
man.
Know either. They keep that's me in the dark.
Nah, man, it's right there.
It's in the oh. notes.
Oh, I don't read.
Well, you fucking do your job.
You know, black people don't like reading.
Do your job.
He said, "I don't read." That's just silly, read. Man.
Do your job, Steve.
Fuck, man. What else is going on, man? Last week, Guilty bagged on us.
Yeah, that was some bullshit too, man. Yeah.
It was, man. And so hopefully Detroit won't let us down today, man. We're supposed to be hollering at Royce the 5'9". Everybody probably seen the banners
wait.
Out there. Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to that shit too. And we've been trying.
It's been a year.
Yes.
It's been a fucking year, man.
Rhyme spitta.
No doubt, man.
Royce, we got lots of listener questions, and we're going to be looking at checking out the chat.
Yeah,
checking
no doubt.
Out your questions in the chat.
There's a couple other people too we might talk with. But I ain't even gonna drop names right now because
we'll see.
That shit don't work out. You know what
I
mean?
Know, man. Well, we
I ain't
say
trying
something.
To get burnt.
It's true.
Heck, yeah.
It's true. Shit.
But, what's that?
Nobody likes being burned. Might as well not start now.
Ain't that the fucking truth, man? No fucking doubt. And I want to go ahead and introduce a little topic too, man. That we're gonna be floating around throughout the show. Remember we were talking the other day, Mac? Hip hop beef, real versus marketing.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, to me, if I remember right, you were saying something that you think almost all beef's marketing, that's bullshit.
A lot of it these days.
You think so?
I think so.
And see, I kind of disagreed. I think there's a lot of shit that's genuine.
What's the segment?
Oh, it's right there, man. Well, shoot, actually, I got a little bit more on it here. But what I was trying to get at is, like, you got some shit that's legitimate, some shit that's phony.
Yeah.
Some of the ones to me that I, you know, personally thought was interesting and was not based off marketing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you got Royce and Mr. Fab. That to me was one that started for a reason. Another one was T.I. and Luda.
Yeah, right. But that wasn't a marketing thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying there's plenty of examples where it ain't marketing.
And I agree.
Oh, you agree?
I agree with. I agree that there's some that aren't marketing, but I don't like the shit like the T.I. shit. That's bullshit.
Which one? Him and Shawty Low?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why I was going to get into that one.
On whose part?
I think it's on Shorty Low.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real wrong to go after the nigga about to be gone for a year, first of all, for no reason. Call him out on some bankhead stuff. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, so if any people, you know, you want to, you know, call in later on the show and give us, you know, one of your favorite all-time beefs, you know, and tell us the reason.
Or the wackest.
Because you thought it was just
the wackest.
Yeah. If you thought it was because just the MCs was whack, or if you thought the reason that they was beefing was whack. Because to me, man, the king of the marketing beef, the more I sat and thought about it, is 50.
Right.
50, oh, hell yeah. Good point.
50 is why the kids.
But come on, man. You can't.
50 is why it's a potential.
Like that 50
there's
Fat
potential
Joe?
For the kids in the hall and the cool kids to have a beef one day.
Yeah.
You can't say for a second that. That shit was not entertaining, though.
Yeah, there's a difference between entertaining, but
it didn't make me want to buy anybody's CD, or even I didn't even download the Elephant in the Sand CD.
No, but that was their whole motive. Because, I mean, anytime a beef pops up right around the time when you got a new mixtape coming out, or I'm going to go at you and my album just happens to be dropping 2 weeks from now, so I'm going to start it up again. Because that shit was dead for the longest.
Or I'm going to get married right before my CD or after my CD drops.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
No, but I mean, the way...
And I'm going to send Fro.
There's
naked
a difference,
flicks.
Though, man. The way I look at it is...
I'm just going to send him all my naked flicks just to get that out the way. Yeah, it's like a bachelorette party.
But yeah, man. I mean,
there's a difference between, I think 50 and Fat Joe's beef, that shit was bullshit, but it was funny. It was stupid. I mean, Papoose doing the fucking, doing the boxing. Hey, that was funny though, man.
That shit was garbage.
Fat Joe going back, he was even laughing at the shit. They painted a fucking black eye on the fucking
picture.
But
if it's laughing,
shit,
man, that to me is like, you know.
It's stupid. That was entertaining.
Beef should have some type of reason.
Exactly.
I got a couple other for you, man. DJ Quick, MC8. That's some real
shit. No, that
street
was some
shit.
Real shit.
Some street shit that spilled over to
right.
the music.
Hell yeah.
Joe Budden versus Ransom. Another beef that, I don't know, I mean, if you was on the internet, a lot of internet cats followed that shit closely.
See, someone posted a question up on SOHH when we started polling for
feedback. And somebody said there was something between Joe Budden and Royce. I don't remember anything like that.
It's a couple of little words. They ain't never got little shit. Jabs. Oh, little, okay. You know, shit. Just the type of shit. You just paw the nigga just to make sure he paying attention. That type of shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It wasn't nothing and official.
Don't touch my hand. Don't grab my hand.
You listening?
And what he say, hey, baby boy? Don't flinch.
Heck yeah. Hell, you talking about when he was socking them young motherfuckers? Hell yeah.
Don't
flinch. Yeah, man. But that's the topic, man. I'm gonna name some other beefs to me that was fucking whack as hell. And later on in the show, man, we're gonna open it up so people can go ahead and give their opinion on some real shit and some other bullshit. That's what we doing, man. We about to jump into this. I want to hear this Rebel America.
Yeah.
Hey. This shit right here, yo, that sample. Fucking fire, man. Episode number 65, baby.
This shit easy. Get it twisted. Some days we live good. Some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question. I'ma get by. Trying to survive. And we've been there. We've done that. Some days we live good. Some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question. I'ma get by. Trying to survive. And we've been there. We've done that. Saturday morning, I'm just getting on 288. I'm headed to the lab, I might be a few minutes late. My gas tank is on E, and my stomach's still growling. But I know I gotta be the plus, I only got an hour business first. These niggas ain't trying to hear my problems, but who can knock them? Everybody bought their dollars, yo, I ain't tripping. I walk around like I'm glad, knowing that all I got is this pen and this pad. It's crazy, man, I'm like, why the fuck I'm so unlucky? Soon as I put my cards down, you niggas try to snuff me. Trust me, before you cats get passed up, take a look at my work ethics and get your ass up for real, man. I'm all about my come up and that's it. I'm trying to get away from this bus and the gas shit. Lord knows it's hard, but my people gotta eat. So until I make my come up, I'm stuck up in these streets. Some days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive, and we've been there, we've done that. Some days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive, and we've been there, we've done that.
Yo, 24-7, dog, I gotta get by. So much stress on my mind, man, I gotta get high. Smoking weed till my eyes turn. I'm moving buses out the way, cause it's my turn. So where my paper, cause I'm contemplating 2-11. I gotta make it, don't nobody give me nothing, brethren. I gotta take it, if you really been through it, bust your gas to this. Cause ain't no buses on the track like this. I didn't roll for the cash, hell, gats and all. So why you talking all that bullshit when your casket fall? People on the church and it hurts the heart. It was all for the cash from the first to start. Gotta eat and I'm broke, don't nobody wanna hide me. Get the job and then the next day fire me. How is this? A young nigga gotta eat, man. Highly pissed up on these motherfucking streets, man.
Some days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive and we've been there, we've done that. Some days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive, and we've been there, we've done that.
Yo, the message is this, gotta get the dough with my fist. So I cop the full flip to decorate my hip. I'm lyrically fit, it's all about bending the chip. The dough I flip so I can cop the XL6. The key to the gift, the way I spit the lyrics is swift. The fifth of deadlift, anybody blabbing their lips. Rhyme psychotic, keep the gold packed in the carpet. So before I go broke, I'll back you up, my profit. Who's gonna stop it? Keep my guns cocked and unlocked with perfect game from any range. When I pull and pop it, pick any topic. Guarantee J, you'll rock it. Cruise the range with a dame, getting hit in the cockpit. Eager to bubble, do anything to make those double. Call my plays on the field like I ran a new huddle. Feeling my struggle, it's about to be a world of trouble. From the streets or the booth, I'm guaranteed to touch you. Fuck
some
you.
Days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive, and we've been there, we've done that. Some days we live good, some days we live wild. Every day I ask the question, I'ma get by. Trying to survive, and we've been there, we've done that.
Gotta talk over that sample, dog.
No doubt.
Don't it sound like I'm supposed to come on and say something for you?
See, like,
sounds like a hood report. That's fucking. Right. Ding, 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 ding. Hell yeah.
That shit right there, man. Fucking classic. Who's material that? Right there, man. From Rebel America. Been there, done that, man. Missouri City, Texas. That should be cracking me up, man. When you got a state and then they name a city after another state. That should be silly for some reason, but anyway.
What? Check Hang on out. A second.
Nah, man. Fucking, you got fucking fuck? Michigan City, Indiana.
Oh,
what
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
is
yeah.
that? It's not, you know what I'm saying? This shit's always... Oh, never mind, man. I'm on some, I'm on some other shit. But yeah, check them out at myspace.com/RebelAmericaLLC, man. And right now on the line, man, we got Ride Out and Terry Cole. Ooh, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, very good.
What's good? What's good? How y'all doing? Man, we doing good over here, man. Doing what we do.
And the name of the what was the name of the song?
Ways to Lose Detroit.
That yeah. shit, the sample, my God, man, I swear to God, even today, I was looping that shit. I'm not even bullshitting. I was looping that shit the whole way here, you guys.
No doubt,
man, that shit is, psst, come on.
Yeah, so who did it?
I pretty much abused Jill Scott Heron. So.
That's all right.
No, you did a great job with that.
Nah, no doubt, man. So now who's the producer in the camp?
Terry.
Yeah, okay.
Terry Cole,
okay, man. So the beat was banging. How'd y'all come up with the concept? I mean, like, you guys...
Yeah, you're from Ohio.
From Ohio, right?
Well yeah. Okay, go ahead, Lewis.
Terry's from Ohio. I'm from Detroit.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
So, dude, who submitted it was from Ohio. I got you.
Yeah, look, Terry, like, we went to Miami University together.
And that's
in Ohio. That's in Ohio. So yeah,
I'm from Middletown, which is about a half of an hour away from Oxford, and we met there like 3 years ago, I guess. We played in a band called Soundscape, which is basically a hip-hop funk band, and I decided that I was going to start making beats in like December of 06, and basically I made about, you know, basically the first 12 beats became this album.
Oh, no shit.
Bang them out.
That's it. That's damn good for just starting back in 06, though. For real.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much just kind of took a life of its own. Like, Terry started messing around with the beats or whatever, and he had a project, like an independent study for class, where he was going to produce some songs and I was going to rap on them. And it just kind of kept on building and building, and, you know, pretty much next thing you know. It took about a year, but next thing you know, we had an album.
was Terry spitting on that track?
No, it was all me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
It sounded like two different dudes. Did you do the verses like two different times or something?
No.
Oh, okay. It sounded like two different dudes for some reason. I don't know why.
The whole thing is it's only me on the album.
Okay.
Terry says word at the end of the album.
Well, that's what I was getting at, because Terry said in an email that he's a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, dude, how can you rap and be a teacher? How do you explain that shit?
Does
Does a school be like, hey man, hey.
That's pretty awesome enough having to explain to students that I'm in a hip hop band, which totally gives me street credibility. I'm like,
that's what I was gonna say. You gotta
get your books, bitch.
When I come in and they're, you know, sometimes I sub and I come in and they look at me and you know, short, long hair, white guy, and you know, whatever. And then I come in, I'm like, I'm in a hip hop band. I'll say it nonchalantly, but then they're just like, he's a hip-hop
fan.
Wow.
Let's go run his pockets for weed.
Crazy.
He's rocking
students,
the Rick Rubin look.
Do your students be listening to your tracks, too? Or?
Yeah. What did you say?
So do your students be listening to your music, too?
Actually, yeah. I've been basically planting seeds. And I have my younger brother who goes to the high school that I graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically just having him solicit all his students. Pretty much indoctrination is what we're going for.
Why not?
We want to exploit the youth as any way we can.
I'm raising a whole generation of people that will buy things from the label.
Wow.
That's really what it's about. Go my records, we love the kids. As long as they got money.
Now
the whole concept of the album basically was kind of just me. I'm big into jazz and soul.
Right.
So that comes through a lot in the album, because the album's kind of it's half and half as far as we had a lot of people come in, lay down live tracks, live organ, live Wurlitzer, horns, and things like that. So you guys heard Ways to Lose Detroit is all sampled, but it's a good mix. It's kind of a throwback to...
When's that album dropping? Because I got to hear it now.
Oh, it's out, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's out.
What's the name of the album?
It's called The City.
City, yeah.
What is it?
The city.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's available right now. It's available on the Coal Mine Records MySpace page. It's available on my personal.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Terry.
If you go to coalminerecords.com, like coalminerecords.com, you can get it there.
Okay. And also, we got picked up by DustyGrooves.com also.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and we're working out right now. We're in the middle of getting a digital distribution deal. So we'll basically, so pretty soon we'll basically be on everything online.
Damn.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that kind of brings us to something we was going to offer you guys, man. The winners get a CDBaby.com subscription.
Oh,
yeah. So that's another spot, man. We'll be giving you all the information for your account, and you guys get a free account over there. And a lot of, you know, people that go to CD Baby are looking for indie music. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, they'll throw you on, what is it, iTunes, Napster, all that shit. Yeah. They do it for you too.
Oh, yeah. Word. Okay. That's yeah, yeah. What's up. Yeah, cool. That's then people good. Can get more of me slapping hoes on track.
Hell yeah.
What do you say? Word.
Getting money and putting 20-inch wheels on the whip.
actually, I gotten tired of slapping hoes, so I tried to do something different on it. We're going to go back to it on the next album, though.
No, the track.
I gotta keep it gangster.
That's right. When all is fair, go back to slapping bitches.
The track's evidence. The track's evidence.
I think you're some sort of gangster. They're gonna be
right. This was my blatant attempt to get on Oprah. Then after that, man, it's all bottles in the club.
Oh, yeah. I ain't mad at that, man. You dudes is crazy. Hey, man, anything you want to get out there to the listeners, man? Get your...
This is the first release from the label, and we're definitely looking to release some, you know, some funk, some more hip-hop, and more soul stuff on the label. Definitely vinyl. I want to get a 45 out this summer. But, just keep on the look, and...
All I want to say is check more music out at www.myspace.com/rideout. That's RIDEOUT. All right. And hopefully we'll be doing a Midwest tour in September. So all the dates will be posted on the MySpace, on the Coal Mine Records, and Rideout. So check us out. Yeah. Nice. And thanks for voting.
Let us know when you come to Detroit.
Yeah, man. Get
hold on. Is this show out of Detroit?
We're in Lansing. Yep.
Are you guys from Lansing?
I am.
Yeah, I'm from Lansing.
I went to East Lansing High School.
Boo! Oops! Oops! Did I do that? Did I do that? Did the Vikings come through with the boo?
Yeah, you got Lansing Sexton and Lansing Everett in the building. So.
We're here. That's what's up. Yeah.
But yeah, man, when y'all come to Michigan, man, get up with us and get some more music over to us too, man. We love to spend some more.
Oh. Most definitely, man.
All right, man. Y'all be easy.
You too, man.
All right. Peace.
Good dudes, man. Good dudes.
No doubt, man.
Except for that Trojan. Too. That Trojan part kind of fucked me up a little bit. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Yo, and I be getting mad, man. But, the Trojans, when it come to football, yo, they used to whoop everybody's ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That shit pissed me off.
All you listeners, this is from fucking Lansing shit right. That none of us.
Yeah, none of y'all will even relate to it. But I'm sure anybody out there. I know y'all got that one school that you hate, but they be kicking your school's ass at something.
Yeah.
Whether it's basketball or football.
You can't do nothing. Be like, damn.
Damn. I hate them motherfuckers.
So that was a jealous boo then.
It's no jealousy in me, baby.
Every school had that thing. That was pride.
That was me just representing. I'm a boo regardless.
Like in Flint, what was the sports school? Probably Northern.
Yeah.
Northern. And then which school had the most hoes?
Central.
See?
You know what I'm saying? Everett was both of those, and they were the other one.
Sports, they're okay. They football team sucked for like
forever. We had mad hoes.
Yeah, but they had that.
They were pissed off all the time?
What's that? Who was pissed off?
The hoes.
No.
I mean, why not?
They were mad. I don't know. Okay.
Mad hoes.
See? Now, you guys are confusing me with your lingo over here.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, man. Wow.
That's what you did right now.
What's up with the vanilla
what
face?
What up?
Actually, I had to hit you on that.
What up?
Motherfucker, you.
You motherfucker, you.
But yeah, man, let's get back, switch gears real quick to the beef shit we was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Right. And did y'all hear T.I.'s comments? Because the shit was hilarious.
Yeah, yo. He sunned him kind of tough. I was feeling a very loud vibe of calm down. Son.
I'm about to play them right here because basically, Shorty Low, to give y'all the rundown, on the Dun Dun song, had a line in there that was basically a jab at Tip.
And fuck him.
Basically saying, yeah, he needs to be acknowledged. So here goes T.I.'s response.
So T.I.
from Atlanta, Maine.
Shorty Low in the Dun Dun song
basically makes a statement. Bankhead needs to acknowledge me. Does Shorty Low want T.I.P. to acknowledge him? I mean, that's the question I want to ask. Does he want T.I. to acknowledge him?
I believe so. Who else is from Bankhead that, you know, he would want to be acknowledged from? You know what I'm saying? I don't even really know dude like that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I ain't really never had no bad words and nothing. You know what I'm saying? I speak. I know other people who are around him, like Mook B. I know him real well.
That nigga sounds drunk.
Mark, he's sober than a motherfucker.
You think so?
Even Fable, I don't know him as well.
He's going to jail.
Mook and Mark, but I know him more than I know Shouted. I mean, like, come on, dog. Who are you for real to be acknowledging like that?
Son.
In the game first. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Get in the game.
Get your name on your jersey.
Points. You know, before you go to talking about I wasn't considered for the MVP. I wasn't. Man, do something worth considering first.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then you may, maybe, just maybe, you will be acknowledged. That's just like me saying, you know me, if I were to come out around, I'm serious and be like, how could Outkast say they from Atlanta, didn't say nothing about me? How could they say,
right. Man,
home, ain't nobody thinking about you, man. Right. We've been, and for real, had it not been for me, wouldn't nobody know where Bankhead was?
Wow.
Wasn't nobody over in London yelling Bankhead but me?
Bounce it out.
Wasn't nobody on the West Coast hollering Bankhead and on up in New York? Wasn't nobody respecting Bankhead outside Atlanta before? Wow. Yours truly? So, wow. I mean, you know, to not acknowledge that fact is, I mean, a reflection of the hater in you. You know?
Here goes the best part, man. Though, man.
But even still, dog. I wish him the best. You know what I'm saying? He's doing the best he can with what he got. You know, and he's putting his little thing together. And he, you know what I'm saying? I guess he's shocking the world in his own little way.
Wow.
That's like what you. I used this analogy and this metaphor before, and I use it. I use it quite often because it's true. It's like a dog barking and howling at the moon. Now, that dog don't even know why he barking and howling at the moon. The moon don't care.
Right.
The moon is so far away, the dog can't touch the moon. He can't shut the moon off. The moon just sits there and it shines. Regardless. And eventually, the dog will get tired of barking, and he must too admire the moon as it shines.
Right.
So just let the moon shine, dog. Just let the moon shine, dog.
Oh,
that's hard.
That dude's fucked up.
That is hard.
Man, that shit was.
You think he was drunk?
He sounded like
he sounded
man.
Drunk. And I swear, there's one point in there I heard a sip. He was talking, and you heard that. And then
you about to fuck
he
up
got
his,
back to his shit.
You about to fuck up his little situation.
Nah, I ain't trying to put him out, but hey, that's just what I heard, man. But no, that shit, I mean, I like the way he addressed it because like Mac was saying earlier, I think Shawty Lowe's reason for this beef is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he trying to take swipes
most
of the dude while he down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He had a low point, so it's a good chance for him to go ahead and try to get some shine, get some credibility off T.I.'s name.
I've never said Shawty Lowe's name on this show.
Yeah.
And or I don't any
look,
other show.
Yeah, and I don't look forward to mentioning it again, hopefully.
Because,
yeah, I mean, dude just, I mean, he ain't hot, man. He's not.
Fuck him.
He ain't that guy. But I like the way he handled it. But this is a good example of a dude coming at a guy who's already established. For what reason? Marketing. That's right. The only reason.
What do you think about the Lil Flip T.I. shit? What's your opinion of that?
That was legit.
Just because T.I. showing up because, at what is it, Clover?
Because it took all the way down to a fist fight to get it,
yeah,
to get
it
resolved.
It got down to fist fight and then it started over, you know, basically over a title. The dude called himself the King of the South. He disputed that, went to his hometown, and apparently made it known. So, you know what I'm saying? That's some legitimate shit, man. And it wasn't no, I'm starting my beef now, and my album is coming right behind it. It wasn't that. It was a different scenario, man. So,
he was the ringtone king.
No doubt.
Of the South.
But, shoot, man, let's go ahead and jump into another banger, man.
Never mind.
State of the Union, man. We ain't played these cats in a minute, man. No, Philadelphia, PA, stand up, man.
Stop howling at the moon, baby.
Episode number 65.
Yeah, it's time to get high. Yeah, it's time to get high. Hey, yo, Speed. Tell young boy to give me no pack and back. Yeah, it's time to get high. So high till I feel I can fly. Till every step I take feel like a glide. I can't think, pussies clown my mind. Shut the fuck up, you're blowing my high. I smoke tree cause I'm trying to get by. One of my niggas just died, the other nigga got lied. Cops ain't treating us right, fuck with us and hate it at night. But our pockets are tight, so we tryna get changed. Smoke to get away from the pain, what the damn understand? And I'm
gonna lie,
I'm fucked up. Shit, I don't know if he left. Them hazels be contained to my stress. I'm riding around with E and J that you can smell on my breath. Double shot of Hennessy, soon as it ended me, I think of my enemies. Alcohol got me building up, this dependency. It's absolute, got me suppressing my mental injuries. I swear to all this liquor is probably gonna be the end of me. And then I'm rolling up a Dutch of the stickiest good stuff. Now I'm touching the sky, the second I give it a good puff. Withdrawing alcohol, I don't take a pause. I don't care if it's Babbage or Haze, yeah, I smoke it all. So if I pass by glass, I sing. Cause I cry, motherfuckers who win it ain't gotta ask why.
Shit, it may be the cause of my death, but I'd rather die high than to deal with the stress. It's no exceptions, I gotta worry about bitches I'm sexing. Or I can be the victim of a permanent infection. I can't enjoy driving my Benz without protection. So every few seconds I'm surrounded by my check-ins. It's only right I get high, fuck the lie. I just hope the most high forgive me.
Yeah, this hell burns slow, it's real tasty. My mouth getting pasty. So now I mix the Henny to wait to see where it take me. I pass it off to Lee. Yeah, this nigga take a hit too. We flow into a level these astronauts couldn't get to. Better believe it, you know I stay weeded. I told you ain't just cause I love it, it's cause I need it.
Okay.
That shit just chop right off?
Hell yeah. Them sudden stops, man. Those fucking be killing me, man.
I know.
I hate that shit.
Wow.
Fade your track out, people. Let that shit fade.
They got a producing class at LCC now.
Yeah. Actually, I took that bitch.
Yeah, just
no, shut up. Did you really?
I did.
Just fade it out.
Was it bullshit?
Yeah, man. You know, they was trying to teach us how to fucking splice like fucking
tape?
Yeah, reel to reel shit. I'm like, I don't want to
wow.
learn that.
Right,
hell
that's,
yeah.
That's not a producer. That's yeah. They were trying to get you to open up a porn movie theater.
No doubt.
And this back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But still, I mean, fucking, they could have been using ADATs or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They was on that garbage. Straight garbage. Hey, man, y'all peep the Dr. Dre joint, man.
Hell yeah, that shit's
well,
hot, man.
It ain't Dr. Dre, but...
Prophet.
Yeah, Prophet. Yeah. Produced by, what was it, Wall Street.
It's hard.
Now, the shit's a banger, but. I want to get into, do you believe the story behind it? Because...
What, that it's leaked?
What yeah, but dude basically said that that track got submitted to Dre. He was feeling it. Brought them dudes out there to the studio to work. That dude Prophet and the producer Wall Street.
Okay.
They got in the studio. Dude started relaying the beat down. Dre was digging it, but didn't want to use the sample. So they started replaying the beat.
Okay.
And then basically that those lyrics that you heard on the track are going to be re-recorded by Dre. You know, so it's going to be that dude's words. Which that's how Dre works, though.
Okay.
I mean... He never, I mean, shit, I don't think he's written his own shit in years.
Royce was writing for his ass.
Yeah, Royce used to write for
Royce who's supposed to be calling at 7:30 that didn't call.
I heard Jay-Z wrote for, I think Jay-Z wrote for Dre on Chronic 2001 or whatever.
Oh, no shit?
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So, but I don't know if I believe that story or not, though, man.
I don't know.
The dude that, you know,
as
released
that. I heard that story. I didn't know that part.
But I'll tell you what, man. The thing is, like, with that coming out now, being leaked, I think that killed any chance. Because they were saying that was going to be the lead single. So.
Oh, negative.
That's what I was thinking.
What's that?
I mean, I was thinking the same shit. Because once it's leaked, it's like, you know how Dre's a perfectionist. He's like, nah, fuck that.
Hell yeah.
We're going to fucking start from scratch.
He waited this long. Might as well wait a little longer.
But it had all that damn information about how he goes about putting a track together, what he does, how, you know, I mean, I just think that shit, I don't know, man. Just for the sake of saving face, I don't think he's going to use it.
Hell no,
it's
man.
It's a shame, though, because the shit is fucking fire.
It is, man.
That shit for Mission Impossible, you've been disavowed.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's that shit. I just
burn
see
the evidence, bitches. Burn the evidence like that picture of DMX on the E-Way.
Hey, what's the story with X, man?
Yo, this dude is dumb. That's all it come down to, man. He was in the Nova. Now, when you hear Nova.
That thing's a piece of shit, too.
Yeah, but not this bitch right here.
The yellow one? Thing is
that's
a piece
of
shit.
It's an old school.
I just saw it fresh out of it.
The big runner style.
I bet that bitch burns my whip. Easy. I bet it burned majority of the whips on the street right now.
So he got arrested for what though?
114 on the E-Way in Arizona. Suspended license. Reckless endangerment.
Jesus.
Yo, that motherfucker cannot drive.
And he can't stay out of fucking trouble.
In his 65 mile an hour zone, he was doing 114.
Wow.
Yeah. Do it.
That's
what coke make you do, man.
I'm fucking abusing dogs, doing drugs.
Oh, yeah. And
what's up with abusing dogs? Because I heard that shit was false.
That shit was in Arizona, too, right?
Yeah.
They tried to pin that on him when they found a dead pit bull.
No, I heard he was fucking dogs and putting pictures of fucking, like, Beyonce on their faces.
You're stupid.
No, wow. I was fucking with
Jesus
you, man.
Christ.
Yeah, you're
you
dumb.
You better not say that and see X in public. That motherfucker will bite you. It'll take a bite out that ass, man. Don't fuck with X. But seriously, man.
Let me sit down with you for a minute. Yo, 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 my dog.
And some more.
I got a few things to discuss with you, my friend. Let me see the show notes.
Come here, my pale friend.
He said pale friend.
White Rider.
But yo, so on some other hip hop shit, man, what's this about? You said Dilla's track, I mean Dilla's album is getting leaked.
Yeah, PJ, I downloaded it.
Oh, man.
Did you?
Wow. I'll buy it. If it drops, I'll buy it just to support because the money goes to his mom.
Yeah.
But
who the fuck would leak that, though? I mean, that's like, I mean.
That's what I'm saying, man. Dude's, I mean, and the thing was, it wasn't even complete.
His lawyer.
Yeah, no shit.
The state's lawyer.
No doubt.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I could come up
with 1,000 reasons why 1,000 people would leak the shit. You want me to start? We got a long show?
Continue.
Busta Rhymes.
What?
Busta Rhymes.
He would leak it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I come up with something, though. He would leak it because... Rah, 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 rah. Rah, rah.
Yeah, another thing, too, man.
What's up?
I want to get into coming off last show with some feedback on the NY Oil shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That shit was fucked up.
I'm distracted by the Beyonce picture on the wall.
Well, I mean, I had a lot of people... This goes for the blog and a couple of chats I had with some people that listened to it. They felt he came off as a hater. That was their general opinion.
NY Oil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, one of the cats I talked to was... I mean, he was like me, a diehard Nas fan, but he just couldn't concede anything. He basically said that the way it sounds to him is that NY Oil's got a personal... beef, personal vendetta for whatever reason against
vendetta.
Nas. But, you know, I don't know. I think there was some truth to what he was saying. I don't think it was all fucking, you know, 100% hate. I think the shit had some legitimacy behind it. But
it at least had as much legitimacy as Nas's arguments, half arguments sometimes. I will give him that. His shit was very
Now it's just thorough. Don't connect shit sometimes.
It
makes sense.
And this particular cat couldn't even acknowledge that. He basically made it like Nas always drives every point home, and I'm like, that ain't the fucking case. And then what's the other comment, man? Do you got that over there on the blog?
Oh yeah.
Man, you know what, we about to jump into a track. We got too much fucking shit going on, man. I'm about to jump to this some kid. It's called Paranoid. This track right here is good fucking fire, man. Episode 65. Don't you walk with me? Why fear what I can't see? Sweet Lord, these days I'm so excited.
Mic check 1, 2. I lift weights, yoga, and Tai Chi, no gun fu. So if we got a squab, I can put you through a wall without even moving my center of gravity crawls. Like spiders along gutters, but as heavy as logs. Not a man of the cloth, but cut from the same cloth. I want peace for all and a peace for all. But deep under the shawl is a demon beast evolved that emerges beyond reason when these sheep resolve to act like wolves and peace ain't involved. I got a calm demeanor and lighthearted approach that attracts opportunists, alley rats, and roaches. A catalyst for cataclysmic ferocious collisions. I'm copacetic, but listen, I'm quick fisted. Don't get it twisted.
I feel so very good, but don't you walk with me. Why fear what I can't see? Sweet Lord, these days I'm so empty. I know you walk with me. When will I find my peace?
Never trust a cat with shady company round him. All who hangs always be sweaty when you pound them. Chicks who hang with more dudes than chicks and claim cool, but bang two dudes in the same clique. Never trust people who give you too much info in the first few minutes and ain't legitimate kinfo. Cats who talk fast, ear hustle and gossip, and avoid direct eye contact when talking. Never trust a cat who openly bag women when you know his wife at home taking care of their children. You can tell a snake cause they maneuver like worms and whisper about the homies when they backs be turned. Never trust a man who can't land him a gig for the food on his table, can't stand earning chips. Always got a handout for the free meal. Keep a dirty grid, never wash his hands when he pisses.
Good Lord, I feel so paranoid, but don't you walk with me. Why fear what I can't see? Sweet Lord, these days I'm so empty. I know you walk with me. When will I find my peace?
It's a cold world out there, ain't it, baby? Need a new plumber or a painter, maybe. Cause the panels chipping, pipes leaking, rusted and dripping all on your pretty little head when it's raining, ain't it? Ain't got the faintest clue who to blame, huh? Sometimes strangers even know your name, bruh. Shake your hand like they ate your mama's cooking before, but backstab you just the same, huh? Ain't it crazy how you can walk into a room full of new faces and smell foul milk? I do it all the time, host. That's cause stray cats take what they can get and I can smell it on their whiskers. I'm royal blood, so I understand the thin line between fear and respect from a distance. But even still, I walk the streets hyper aware, tiger like killing, but my muscles be tense.
I feel so paranoid, but don't you walk with me. Why fear what I can't see? Sweet Lord, these days I'm so empty. I know you walk with me. When will I find my peace?
Woo! Yeah! I'm gonna try this again.
Yes, sir. That's that joint right there, man. Some Kid. The track is called Paranoid out of Los Angeles, California, man. MySpace.com/SUM.
So what it do, ladies and gentlemen?
Man, this shit right here,
Beyonce
dog.
This Beyonce picture is distracting.
Ain't it? It's hard to keep your eyes off that shit, man. No doubt.
Bang.
Fucking for the people that's in the chat, man, we apologize too. We had some issues where the shit wasn't broadcasting for a minute, but...
It was all your fault.
I think
fault.
Y'all in there now, though.
I think it was you on the pod, on the site. I think it was all your fault. You guys did it.
What did you do?
Shit. All right, I'm going to try this again. Hey,
what's
hey,
that?
Major.
What's that?
How tall is Royce? How tall do you think Royce is?
Okay. Royce is, I'm going to say he's 5'7".
No, I bet 5'9".
5'9"?
5'9". We're going with 5'9".
Yeah, and we just got word that he won't be calling.
Yo, but we're going to replace it.
Yeah.
We got Killer Mike calling in.
Oh, shit.
That's that deal right there.
Yeah. Swap it out.
Pledge allegiance to the grind.
Swap it out.
Volume 2, I believe it is. We'll be out real soon. Just waiting on the phone call. Trying to get fucking right.
Trying to wake the fuck up.
I'm going to take this shot.
Yeah, you got another one?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yo, who's the unofficial sponsor today, too, man? Did we even name one? I'm going with fucking Sparks. Just because I'm looking at the fucking can right now. Sparks Energy Beer.
And that shit's got me all twisted up right now.
Does it real?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm off.
Work the boards, bitch.
Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm having a problem.
Work the boards, bitch.
Vanilla Face is having a fucking problem.
Actually, this shit
What's up with it, Vanilla Face?
That's right. What is up with it?
I can't touch the boards. I don't got no keys over here to push. So I just got to save my shit.
What? Huh?
What's up with the Vanilla Face?
What is up with it? I don't know, man.
Fuck, man. See, that's so why I don't like, though. These interviews be holding us fucking hostage.
Yeah, it's my
fault. What y'all feel about the interviews? Nobody's going to really reply to what I'm asking, but hey, how about those interviews? You like that shit, huh? You like that?
I mean, they cool when they go off without a hitch, but too many people, man, be... Right. Ah, sometimes that
well,
shit
no, all crazy. Of our interviews need to be with Bishop Lamont.
Yeah.
No doubt. Because the shit's easy.
That's right.
Yeah. Easy, on point, and fucking Bishop, you ain't got to do nothing but... Set him up and he will knock them motherfuckers down.
And he will tell these bitches what to do. Give me money, give me pussy.
No fucking bitches. Doubt. But yeah, while we waiting on this call, man, what's up, what's fucking up? I want to get into a little bit of politics, man.
Hey.
Your boy
here we
Quan-
go. No, fuck that.
Oh, it's coming in?
No, fuck that.
No, fuck that. Never mind.
You
no,
know
fuck
what?
You.
Fuck
you.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you. Take this shot.
Yeah. The Kwame watch is on, man.
Okay.
Kwame! Hell, that's how you gotta say it, too.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck that motherfucker.
They trying to get this motherfucker out of office, finally.
Right.
And they requesting that the governor do it. I guess there's some law where she can basically step in and just 86 a mayor.
Who? Box him out?
Yes, sir.
Box him out?
Who's Granholm. That?
What's her name again?
Governor. Governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm.
Oh. Yo, she just had surgery.
But he's
she
a fucking...
She had emergency surgery. You know that?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
All fucked up.
He's a hip hop mayor, goddamn it.
That's my bitch.
That motherfucker. Now the problem that I got with it though, man, I'm about to get political for a second, is how come a Republican gotta be the one to lead the fucking charge? Everybody know Kwame is fucking filthy.
Yeah.
How come a Democrat can't take that lead and say, you know what,
even though
we one of the same, we on the same side, but you're full of shit, so you gotta go.
Fall back.
So yeah, that's the problem I got with.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, it's kind of lame to me, man. So now Republican do it, and now you know that Granholm, because she's a Democrat, she ain't gonna want to roll with it just because it was introduced by a Republican,
right?
So which means probably nothing's gonna happen, and he'll probably have to fucking you know that case is gonna last forever.
Right.
That shit ain't going away. Like
I'm still just mad that all this money getting spent over a motherfucker getting pussy.
It ain't about the pussy. That's what I.
That's
we
what.
Had
that's
this
what.
Debate.
That's what the root was. You dig what
no,
I'm
it
thinking?
Ain't. No, it
you
ain't.
Be, hold on. So none of this would have happened if this motherfucker ain't getting no pussy.
Nah.
Well, yeah. That's
if
true.
He didn't get no outside pussy. If he would have stayed with his main pussy and stayed away from the outside pussy, none of this would have happened. That's all I'm saying.
Kill the bitch.
I don't know. He was in trouble before the pussy, and I want to go on record for once and for all. I don't care about the dude banging. The ugly
get
broad
pussy, get money.
That shit is irrelevant to me. I don't think getting no straight pussy had nothing to do with how well he gonna run the city.
All right.
Got zero, all right. No connection.
If it helps him, go ahead.
The problem I got with it is when he got caught up in all his lies, fucking digging yourself deeper, going to fucking court and costing the city $8 million in settlement.
Fucking faggot.
That's the bullshit. That's where he gotta go.
Fuck
I don't care
Kwame.
About his infidelity. It's about...
Right.
Costing the city that's already broke as fuck $8 million.
Fuck Kwame and his low ass ears.
He said low ass
ears. Fuck his low ears.
Did you hear that Charlie the Duff interview? He was like, do you think Kwame's ears are low? Fuck.
That wasn't even that's on the other interview. This Detroit is just on fire right now. The
hell
other lady, she's a city councilwoman.
At least
got into an argument. Huh?
Go ahead.
Monica Conyers.
Okay.
City councilwoman. How you get in an argument with some eighth graders?
I know.
On video.
Man, fuck them eighth graders, man.
Shrek.
Yo, they was checking her. She got boxed out
bitches.
By an eighth grader.
Oh, shit.
She got owned by an eighth grader on the video.
What
was it?
What was the kid saying? I want you to cue that up. We listen to that next.
Yeah, I'll try to find it. She acted a fool at a city council meeting.
Okay.
Called the council chairman Shrek. in the middle of the meeting.
She was drinking that Burness.
Yeah, she got real hood with it. Real hood right in the middle of the meeting. And so basically, the city was, you know, basically said that's no way to act.
Mm-mm.
On TV, especially
Mm-mm.
when you got young people looking up to you.
Nah.
So they had her do a little forum meeting with some other eighth graders.
Okay.
And the eighth grader was like, don't you think that's fucking, you know, embarrassing,
right.
dumb for someone
to
your
shit.
Age? And she said that, too. She's like, you're a grown up. She's like, you should know better. That shit. And she was like, little girl. She's a condescending.
Hell yeah, she
bitch,
was.
Bitch, man. You got to see this video. We
she's a council person?
Yes.
I bang her, though.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Well. Oh, I need to see this.
What did that one dude's comment say? Fucking
he'd bang her, too?
Oh, he's talking about
after
her titties.
You?
I forget what he said about him. But yeah, he said her titties was looking right. And we just, we all off topic. This is all Michigan shit. But
hell yeah.
Kwame been in the national news, so y'all know who the fuck he is.
Y'all need to get y'all Kwame.
Philly's working
fuck
on it.
Fuck the economy. Get Philly, a Kwame.
Philly's working on it.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Philly's got themselves a hip-hop mayor.
Do they?
Yeah.
There's hip-hop mayors on the Supreme Court.
Quit playing.
No, you know, is it Clarence Hill?
Oh, Clarence Thomas.
Thomas.
Oh, that Cracker Jack motherfucker.
He might
He's a
well,
Cracker Jack.
He is, man.
He would have been a mayor if he wasn't already on the Supreme
Fucking
Court.
Black Republican. Fuck that guy, man.
Black Republican.
There's pubic hairs on my Coke. That dude, man. Whoa. That was some other, yeah.
Wow.
That's the quote from there. Yes, sir.
Wow.
thank you.
That was the famous Shit. Quote from that dude, man. He's on that bullshit. While we keep waiting, man, we trying to get Killer Mike on the line, man. I'm about to jump into some Problem Addicts featuring
yes,
Planet Asia.
Yes,
this
sir.
Shit right here is fucking fire, man. Episode 65. Bear with us,
vote,
baby.
Bitches. One man sound. Voorhees force. Planet Asia medallion. Here goes check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break. In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate. Here goes check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break. In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Destined for greatness, Planet Asia blazing.
Still the combine veteran, all essence, the effervescence. Blessings from the sun, moon, pressing the fruit of my own thinking. Got you, Bill Powers, guessing. I'm that good to roll backwards with one texture. Rappers is plastic like Hollywood extras. My lyrics be the lecture to darken your spectrum. Father of the flow, and that's for real, you a stepson. Recessive rhyme books, I prime cooking the session. It's the rebel of the Atlas, sipping tequila out of cactus. The total package, you might have to find another bracket, cause when it's time for me to shine, it's like a war practice. Winning by pen and poetry with a passion blasted. Superhero rap spit with a Cali accent. Straight out the valley of the kings where they swing phantoms. Mystic of music, problematics. GCM, once again, true to yours. Asiatic.
It goes check one to check two to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break. In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Destined for greatness, my man Tone blazing. Kicking ridiculous rhymes. The time's ticking, my ticket to take it to the ticker with ties. Bidding to buy, we've been obliged, but business aside, critics die. Signify death, RIP, we rip it live. So quit the fictional lies, lies depicted by digitized criminal guys for hypnotized eyes. Sit the sidelines, you should consider sticking to guidelines. Mr. Mystical, ripple your mind's eye. My stigmatized tribe, synchronized minds. Sick of swine, screaming, fuck a single file line. Simplify, shine, chicks are giving us wide eyes. Dignified fly, hips and thighs grind. Diss and pick up line tries. But I'm taking it home, even if only with the line drive. Dirt road, the city skyline. Solidify why problematics, Planet Asia. True to the essence of the illest of all time.
It goes check one, to check two,
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one, to check two,
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Destined for greatness,
Black Buddha blaze.
I be the mastermind of rap since the early stages of spitting. I got lyrics so old, they're not written. They called them pigskin, I forgot to mention. Tightest flows, you know I got them. In mathematics, you equal the denominator at the bottom. I leave you twitching like I your fractured your spinal column. Wanna battle? To me, you don't even equal a problem. Flow is garbage, I crush skulls like William Wallace. And I splat a massive blow when my lyrics start to demolish. Let me ask you something. Think you got the balls to rap? Mess with me, I'll burn your style, your lyrics, your DJ, all of that. Flicked across the whole entire room just like a bottle cap. Style is like an echo, say something, I'm bound to holler back. Scholar black, spitting crazy underground hip hop. My ish rocks, squeeze your healthy cabbage, make your zits pop. Flow from here to Russia while you take like 7 pit stops. Hip hop cops like Tupac and gridlock.
It goes check one to check two
to check me.
We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to set it straight. Separate the real from fake and renovate.
It goes check one
to check two
to check me. We step on the stage and blaze to set break.
In this planet of problems, we came to test fate. Destined for greatness, and that's how we blaze it.
One.
Jesus,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man.
Let me go on record and apologize.
For
okay,
what?
Can I do that?
For what?
For fucking this episode up, man.
Fuck people. Fuck niggas. Fuck everybody.
Hey, I like the N-word. I like it when white people are called the N-word.
Yeah, see, that shit was funny, dog. He was texting with Bishop earlier.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Let me pull it up. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, let me tell
you.
Yeah,
that shit was
You told me. Let me hear. What'd you say? Give me a rundown.
Yeah, there's been a rash of that, man.
I apologize, but you're going to fucking hear a ringer because we ain't got a fucking studio light. I can't see the shit ring. So.
Nah, that's cool. I ain't got no problem.
We're
going to
hear
it.
That bitch ring.
Hypeline. Hypeline, bitches.
Right. Hey, here.
Text messages. This shit was funny, man. Hold on. Where's that?
Oh,
that
man.
That shit was silly. We should fucking still get him on, man.
That shit, yeah. I mean, but yeah, there's been a whole bunch of people, white dudes, been getting called nigga lately.
Yeah, scroll up.
Shit is silly.
Let's scroll. You read,
you know,
it, because I
started
it
was Denzel. Denzel in Training Day. He started the shit.
Hell yeah, with fucking, what's his name? Ethan Hawke. Go read it. What's the transcript? You don't got to read all mine, but.
Okay, nah. He was just saying, he was like, you know, what's good? Can we get up on, you know, get you on for an interview or whatever? And he was like, did you holler at my mom yet? And then you was like, who's mom? He was like, did I talk to who?
Whose mother?
And he was like, my mom, nigga. He's like, she's my manager. That shit is silly, man.
Jesus Christ.
I guess, I mean, I would have never would have expected that either, though, man. For the most part,
what's
you don't see.
What's up with the Vanilla Face?
I would have expected him to call you Vanilla Face. That would have been more expected.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit is silly.
I say we should fucking text him, too. Fuck it. No, look, well, see, now I'm on a fucking tirade.
Well, let's just think about that.
Fuck, man, we done already burned through tracks. We fucking...
How many tracks we got?
One left.
Wow.
Heck, sure. One left. We've been knocking the motherfuckers out.
That means yay.
I like.
Hey, did you hear, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure everybody done heard it.
I'm sure that everybody is reminiscing about
that
old pieces.
Bro.
What is she, 38?
39. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, ain't nothing wrong with her. She's still bad. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking like 35.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know she was that old, bro.
Butterfly. You know? Butterfly, bitches.
Don't matter. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Oh, God bless the dead.
Who cares,
yeah,
that's
you, yo. But yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw the ages lined up, you know, this cat 27, right. She 39.
I mean,
and your
phrase
just popped into my head. I was like, man, she must got that bomb snapper.
Bomb
it
snapper.
Be off the fucking chain, man.
The red snapper must be so pink.
Oh, shit. X, yeah.
That's all. It just must be pink. That's all.
Speaking of bras, man, while we on the topic, man, the new Joanna Sherry picks. Wow.
Did you see that, Fro?
Lord.
I did. I wasn't mad at these.
And then upgraded, right?
Yeah. She upgraded.
She's even, I mean, she's like,
get the fuck in the gym, bitch!
Yeah.
And stay there!
She came up. I mean, shoot. You know, she was already one of my favorites.
Right.
But, yeah.
From trashy to classy.
Yeah. And she classy as fuck right now.
She
man.
Didn't go trashy. She wasn't trashy. She,
no.
No, he said she was bad. He said she looked like a...
She looked like a whore before. Like just a slut bag cum dumpster before.
I didn't think so.
She looked
I
like
didn't
a
think
face fucking facefuck.com in the making.
She she did have some pictures where her face
was. One-liners, man. We got to fucking cut these out.
Come heck yeah, man.
I got one for you. Want to know what? Fuck you. In your one-liner.
She's a facefuck.com in the making.
Hell yeah.
Hold on.
All that shit.
Waka, waka, waka,
yeah, that's the Howard Stern effect, man. That should be cracking me up.
Waka, 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 waka. Switching from hip-hop to something else. Now, what's up with gas prices, man?
Yeah, what is the fuck up with that
shit? I'm not going nowhere.
I couldn't even
drive down here.
I'm going to stay tonight in the studio. I'm not spitting bars. I'm just sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, I'll bring a 12-pack usually. Yeah. I had to go 6.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Oh, I got to go 12 because I'm not going back, baby.
No shit.
Nah. I commute every week, bro. Uh-huh. It's stupid, bro. I'm spending shit, 120 a week on gas.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. Ain't that crazy? 120 a fucking week. And that car ain't even big.
You need to buy one of them little tiny Italian job cars.
Shit, man. A Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. Can you imagine Major in a little
shit,
Cooper?
My big ass in a Mini Cooper. I'd love to see that, man.
Major Cooper.
Yo, that Bentley ain't...
We could throw some flames
it gets
on that
pretty
bitch.
Good gas mileage. That shit was handmade, right?
What's that Bentley?
The rolls you're rolling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he has the umbrella. He has the umbrella in the door. That shit was handcrafted.
I got a Rolls Royce scooter. I ain't got no fucking Rolls. That shit, it's a garbage car and it's
Old Town,
still
baby.
Paying crazy.
Old Town,
money.
I did
you
see.
You fucking kidding me? We're rich as fuck.
I saw a Bentley down there. I mean, it's kind of funny to. This is how I live in Lansing, Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny when it is noteworthy that I saw a Bentley
in Old Town. I think that's funny. Like, ha, why the fuck is that noteworthy to you, bro? Shut the fuck up.
Because we don't see that.
But I got to speak on it because it's like, wow, you really were thinking to yourself, wow, it's a Bentley in Old Town. Ah, I feel like J-Mac. I feel like J-Mac when he text messages people.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's got to stop shooting at Burnett's, dude.
No. Never!
This is like a special occasion. We don't see that
when we
often
see the Bentley. And because what I did was, I did what I always do. And I thought it was a 300, Chrysler 300. And I was like, look at this punk ass 300. Think it is a Bentley. You motherfucker. You. Oh, shit. That's got to be.
His headlight rectangle.
Like, look at these fake decals on this Chrysler 300. Oh, shit. Those are real.
Yo, we saw that shit.
Yo,
that shit. It was a 60-year-old.
Driving on the highway, bro.
Serious?
A Chrysler 300, right?
Yeah.
But where the back logo is, it was gone.
We were like, no, that's a Bentley.
They got ripped.
And they had a B. You can still see the wings left over from where the Chrysler sign used to be.
Yeah.
But there was a B there.
And the wheels. They had the fucking wheels.
They had Bentley wheels.
They had the hood ornament. Yes.
They had the hood ornament.
That's where it started. I'll tell you where it started. Where it started is somebody got up on the location of a Bentley just sitting around for a little while. So then they called their cousin Junebug. Junebug, I got a lick for you. Done. Yeah. This is how you're going to get back that money you owe me. And Junebug took a drive down to the spot where the Bentley was just sitting. Junebug and his tools and his cinder block and his little homie took them bitches off of a Bentley. And then the nigga with the 300 said, all right, we're even. Yeah. As soon as you get online and buy these decals.
But you want to know, here's the funniest part.
What's up?
The driver. An old white lady.
Yeah, like 60, dude.
Oh, no. Yes. I'll tell you what happened then. Oh, I got a new story then. This is what really happened. That bitch don't even know that somebody got her for her Bentley.
You never lie. She probably paid six figures for that bitch, too. And that shit ain't nothing but a 300.
Somebody got her ass. Well, now the jet is gone, I'm going to get me a Bentley. And they got her with a 300.
That is fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Another unofficial sponsor, too, I forgot to mention, Wing Heaven. Shout out to Wing Heaven.
What's up with the Wing Heaven,
man? Wing Heaven, right here in Lansing, man.
Have you seen that shit, bro?
It's a hood BW3.
Yeah.
It is a hood BW3.
They got wings. They got like 16 flavors. They ain't got quite as many as B-Dubs, but they got 16 flavors.
He is so excited about the
wings.
And
Kool-Aid.
No, but that shit's amazing.
Kool-Aid.
Let's go.
They got it on a sign. They tell you out front, Kool-Aid here.
Yeah. They got a picture of the Kool-Aid man busting through the door, through the wall. And
the
shit.
Sign, it'll be like 12 wings, $5.99.
Yep.
And then in the bottom, it just says Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. No price, just Kool-Aid. Just let you know, come on in, we got Kool-Aid.
Gas prices are getting high. They don't want to stick themselves to one price. Kool-Aid, you know, it's expensive to make.
Yeah, hell yeah, we're going to charge that ass for a fucking drink that costs 50 cents to make.
Hell yeah. Funny thing, I'm at work the other day, and we talking about this place. And I mentioned Kool-Aid, and how come one of my coworkers, a white dude, by the way, just walks up.
Imagine
like,
that.
Oh, soul food restaurant, huh? And I'm like, you motherfucker.
See,
you. I should have flipped down. I should be like, no, it's actually a sushi joint or some shit. But I just had to laugh. Yeah. He said it. The dude is cool. He just.
Ooh, I'm on the website, and they actually do have the Kool-Aid Man.
Straight up?
That's the museum.
Wing Heaven has a website?
Unique features.
What's the website?
WingHeavenRestaurant.com.
That's fucked up.
Holy shit, hold on. This is the same one? Because our place looks like a fucking chicken shack. It don't look like no...
I don't know.
Big time establishment.
Yo, fuck it. Should we just open up the line and say anybody call in to this point?
Yeah, man. Might as well, man.
Call in.
I'm sick of waiting for interviews. Yeah.
Call in, bitches.
We're gonna take... You know what? Next episode, I promise. No interviews.
Cutthroats.
No interviews.
I'm with that, man. But yo, while we at it, let's go ahead and jump into...
No!
What's up?
I don't want to track.
Hey, man.
We could try that,
man,
too.
No, yeah, man. Let's roll with this song. This is my shit.
It is, yo. This shit been on loop constantly. Big shout out to them, man. Winners from episode 63. We're going to keep going and see what we can get into after the break. Episode 63. Yo!
For dealing like Bobby Fischer, the D-Gag cats on the street like the Michigan militia. Welcome to the mode where everything is done for show, and we try to make bread, you know. Yeah, the music is impeccable, the schools is not. Home Depot ain't the only place the tools is bought, and we fought for our rights just to get rolled off. Shitty Motor City, all we got left is exhaust. Exhausted teens, exhausted fiends, exhausted dreams, with more blues than the BB King. Vinyl, I know it's gotta give one day before we lose the D, just like Gil Scott say.
And we are all lost because the
cops leaving, ain't none coming in. I swear to God, we'll build this city again. It's the D, baby. Gilligan ain't got nothing on the Coney. Before 8 Mile, there was 7 Mile, homie. Look around the city, we got as many blacks as cracks in street pavement. Captain, keep saving the soul of a city. Barry Gordy built, streets been burning since King got killed. So what we gon' do? Let it fizzle, let it flame. Black fist, I reminisce of passionate pain. The power of a stanza, plaza the heart. There's lions and tigers, and that's just the start. The weak don't come here, the scared don't stay. Sports are everywhere, but we don't play. Graph is everywhere, but that's okay. God bless Detroit, USA. God bless Detroit, USA. The dirty, dirty D, what more can I say?
Almost lost Detroit this time.
Hey yo, it's 2008, war's still a sign of our times. People is dying while I'm writing these rhymes. Are we violent by design or disadvantage? A question that I ask myself daily while I answer every challenge. Trying to be the stereotype, I'm not. I'm just 24, so chances are I might get shot. That's what they tell me. Bail me out, they'd rather put me in, cause I have yet to meet a sword that can mess with a pen. So they give us mic cords and watch us hang ourselves. That way when the bodies drop, people, we can only blame ourselves. It's a shame, the system is twisted, we all know it. If you got a chance, be damned if you fall or blow it. I'm in the same space. Same race as you, same race as you. In a lineup, I got the same face as you. What it boils down to is one helps another. Seen them help each other. How about brothers helping brothers? Detroit.
Almost lost Detroit. This time.
Joint right there, man.
I could listen to that shit over and over again, man.
That sample ill as fuck, man. Big shout out to Ride Out and Terry Cole,
do
man.
Do a lot of things to that track.
For real, man. Let me go ahead and run down.
Shout out to Gil Scott-Heron, by the way. A lot of people don't know who fucking Gil Scott-Heron is.
Y'all want to start spinning some freestyle tracks? Whatever the fuck we want to spin?
Yeah,
man.
Because we all out of material. All
right, let's go, hit do the rundown. We're going to fucking
end the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we'll give y'all some bonus material and maybe we'll get some calls.
I'm going to let you motherfuckers know about shit.
Heck yeah. Fatty Daddy kicked it off, man, with the track Beverly Hills out of Dallas, Texas. After that, we had, I believe it was Rebel America, Been There, Done That, Missouri City, Texas. State of the Union with It's Time to Get Drugged Up.
Hey,
they call that part two. I got to hear part one because that shit was sweet. They represent in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We had Some Kid with the track Paranoid out of Los Angeles, California. We also had The Problem Addicts featuring Planet Asia. And I apologize, I don't have the information because they was a little late minute substitution, so I can't remember their city. We spun them cats before, though.
Yeah, well, so it'll be
all the information
up on the blog.
Will be up there on the blog. And then big shout outs to Ride Out and Terry Cole, the winners from episode number 63 out of Oxford, Ohio. Check them out at myspace.com/coalminemusic. Them dudes got hot material. And those was the artists for episode number 65. Got to give a couple shout outs to some people we haven't mentioned in a while. Big
Who's
shout
that?
Out to James.
Hip Hop Directory.
There, Hip Hop Directory. Adam at Smooth Beats. Get at us, baby. Need to holler at you, man. Big shout out to Adam.
Adam's hard to get at.
He is.
Hey, shout out to Jessica Rabbit.